You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In the studio with me now, I am joined by a fantastic comedian who was in the movie that we've been talking about all day.
Oh, great.
Which we went to the premiere of that. That was the Breaker Operas. We have, ladies and gentlemen, and others, Chris Parker.
Woo! Oh, wow. What an intro.
Woo! And you're
so famous.
You are famous. You're famous to me. I see you on Twitter. I see you.
Oh, great.
I see you.
With maybe one of the worst Twitter handles known to man. I'm always being mocked for it. But when I set it up, I just was like, well, this will be for, I don't know, my 100 followers. Not that I'm like a huge success, but I should have thought about it more.
And okay, how many Twitter followers do you have, Chris?
I've hit 2,000, but I feel like there are bots on the loose recently. And so I've been getting a lot of like definitely spam accounts, but I'll take them because they're still numbers.
Any attention's good attention. Anyway, yeah. You're in to talk about your show, which is playing at the New Zealand International Comedy Festival, Camp Bench.
That's it.
That's it. All right. I'll read the little bit that I got from the presser.
Okay, great.
Chris Parker's Camp Bench is going to be all blokes, brews and banter, i.e. gays, fanta, and deeply personal yet hilarious anecdotes about trying to fit into New Zealand's narrow conception of masculinity. It's Kiwi as, bro.
That's me trying to panic and trying to fit into the mainstream New Zealand audience, yeah.
I love the Vodafone Warriors.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, but yeah, I mean, that's in essence what it is. It's about an hour of stand-up of me about my journey trying to fit in with men in New Zealand and not doing that very successfully, but nevertheless having a crack.
Yeah.
And then maybe eventually just kind of giving up and just existing and sitting in my truth.
Oh man, that's so good. How did you come up with the idea for the show?
Well, it's something I've been working on, thinking around for a while. I did a show two or three years ago called No More Dancing in the Good Room, which was very much like a dance comedy show about sexuality. And then this is like the next sort of step in terms of my thinking and my identity as a comedian in this country. So it's more kind of traditional stand-up with a bit of character work in there, character comedy. And then also I'm always just trying to boil down a message somewhere. So there's a little bit of truth in there as well. And something hopefully to take away home, like a goodie bag, you know, when you go to those kids' birthday parties and then
I love a swag bag.
Yeah, we call them loot bags. And you like cut up the cake and then they put it in a bag and then you get this little parachute man. There'd always be a parachute man in mine. Yeah. I was like, I don't want this, but I'll take it because it's something free.
Yeah. How did you get involved with the comedy festival?
I have been doing the comedy festival. This would be my like sixth comedy festival now, but I initially went to Toi Whakaari, New Zealand Drama School in Wellington, and studied as an actor, and then graduated, moved to Auckland, and was like, let's get performing. And the first opportunity that sort of presented itself was improvised comedy at the Basement on Friday nights, Snort, which hopefully some of your listeners are familiar
love
with.
Snort comedy, of course.
Yeah, great. And so that was like 4 or 5 years ago, and I just started doing that. That happened every Friday night at 10 p.m. It became really successful. It became like my life source. And from there, I just was like, I think I'm turning into a comedian. So I'm kind of slowly, eventually evolving into a comedian, but on my own terms.
Yeah. As the comedy festival's sort of been creeping in, we've been having these discussions about like whether it is extremely foolish or extremely noble to pursue stand-up. Because to me, it seems like the most like terrifying shit to try and make someone laugh.
I think it's definitely wild to go out on stage and just like spout off your opinions for an hour. I mean, it's basically just like the physical form of like a stuff comment section, but
there's like nowhere to hide, you know, like
exactly, you have to have full self-confidence or fake it, which I think is what I'm doing. It's just like I belong here, but in deep down I'm like, get me out of here. No, but I think there's power in stand-up, and I've seen some really cool stuff, you know, around the world when it comes to like really groundbreaking stand-up comedy, and you think, I'm actually, I think, a better person from that show. I definitely laughed a lot. I laughed hard, but I also kind of took away something, or I've been thinking about something. So I feel like comedy is a great way to chat to people, to like spread ideas. You open people up with laughter, and then they kind of can listen to you at the same time. I promise I won't be lecturing you for like an hour. It's a funny, funny show.
Do you know each other, you and Sarah?
Yeah. I mean, I just know everyone.
Of course. It's her as well. She knows everyone that comes in. what else was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So you just kind of rushed here from your job, and you're sort of everywhere. We see you on Jono and Ben. We see you on, I believe, 7 Days, just kind of everywhere.
That's the gig, you
know. What are you up to? Like, what are you doing?
Trying to pay rent. Basically, I mean, this industry, you can't just sort of do one thing. You got to do them all. Mm-hmm. And so I really try to. But I just love working. And I think my biggest joy is just like being out on stage and trying to make people laugh. So when I ever get an opportunity, I'll just be like, yes, 100 times, please. Yeah. Can I please do that? So I think I'm just like always on the go, just trying to work and make funny things and make this world just mainly push my gay agenda.
Yeah.
I think that's my main priority.
Good. Yeah. It was my gay agenda to bring you on the show.
Oh, yeah, great. Yeah. I'm glad the gay agendas work together.
So you are, this show is happening off the back of sellout seasons of, is it DOCing?
Oh, docking, yeah.
Docking.
Camping. This is work that I made with Tom Sainsbury, famous Paula Bennett impersonator. And we write shows together as well. We've actually got a show on this week in the Comedy Festival, Giggly Goodies.
Get the plug out.
Yeah. I am plugging it all, Giggly Goodies. That's on at 10 p.m. this week. And then Camp Bench, my show, opens next week at 10 p.m. So it's a long couple of weeks of late nights for old me, but it's all right.
For some of our older listeners, no show to anyone, who might not know the etymology or understand if Camp Bench
was bench. Okay, well, it's such a tricky title because it also sounds like cabbage when I say it. I'm like, cabbage. But camp, obviously, like, is that word that I've always been associated with, like, effeminate men, but it doesn't actually just exist in men either. Like, it's a purely aesthetic thing. Like, but we know about, like, camp performers, Alan Carr, Graham Norton, these sort of really effeminate, effervescent, the best personalities. And so I'm always described as camp. And it used to always have a really weird negative connotation around it. Like, oh, he's very funny, but he is quite camp. And it kind of bothered me a little bit because I was like it's a disease or something that I'm not aware of. I was like, I know what I'm doing and I am playing it up because it's making people laugh. So I'm just kind of trying to own it a bit more, own that title. And binge is a word that's been floating around the internet. But basically...
Tell Rob.
Well, basically, I think from my understanding of... We never really know the genesis of anything on the internet. But I think it is... basically, the word bitch, B-I-T-C-H, they've taken the T out, which kind of removes the misogyny from the word. So we're... Because we use the B word a lot, like, in sort of our everyday language. Like, oh, bitch, you hear me like this, whatever. And by taking the T out and putting in an N, it just, like, takes away that misogynistic connotation of the word. So, bitch... meaning, in my opinion, like someone who, for me, it's about the militancy of like how I'm claiming my campness. I'm like, I'm a camp bench.
That's amazing. That's
like brilliant. There's also biscuits called bench, which you can find at any good sort of Asian supermarket in town.
Yeah.
And they're genuinely the best biscuits.
Yeah. You need to be sponsored by them.
That's what I'm hoping for. Yeah,
Silver Bell, get it.
You got it.
Yeah. Amazing. All right, so the Comedy Festival run of Camp Bench is from May 9th to May 12th at the Basement Theatre. And I believe tickets for...
iTicket, or you can go to the Comedy Festival website. But if you search like iTicket Chris Parker, you'll probably be able to snatch up a ticket. But it's only on for 4 nights and it is selling up really quickly. I'm really stoked. So please come along because I really love this show and I think you'll love it too.
And the opening night is a Wednesday and there's cheap Wednesdays.
Yeah.
So you have no excuse.
But honestly, there's like... 5 tickets left for the Wednesday. So
if you want to just check,
there's only 3 left.
Is there? 3. Yeah,
Rob knows.
Really?
Yeah, no, you should made it up.
Oh, you made that up. Yeah. Oh, you have my hopes up.
This is what we call in the business
telling lies.
Oh, yeah, fake news. I think it's what it's called.
Yeah, the technical term. Chris Parker, thank you so much for coming in today.
Always a pleasure to come to BFM, my favorite radio station.
Oh, my God.
That's also what we call fake news. No,
come on. Get the fuck up.
All right, so Camp Bench.
Great work.
Brilliant. Yeah, I'm going to copy that.
Yeah, love that.
All right, Camp Bench. On at Basement Theatre, starting next week. You can get your tickets. Get in quick. You're in hot demand. Thank you very much, Chris Parker.
Thanks for having me.
All right.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.